next presenter is Marcy Gasco. And Dr. Gasco is a medical doctor with over 25 years of experience in designing and managing international MCH and RH projects. She has worked with WHO Euro, UNFPA, IPPF, national development agencies in many countries in Africa, Eastern Europe and Russia, Central and South America. She was practicing more than 10 years as an OBGYN after her graduation as an MD. She was president of the Spanish Family Planning Federation, which is a member of the IPPF.
Thank you.
I have the honor, probably to be one of the last communicators in this great conference. First of all, said that this is thank you very much to stay still with us. This is a presentation with my colleagues, Angelina René, that is the midwife that was implementing the program in South Sudan, and Christine Neifler, that will help me to present some of the data of this program. It is great that before continuing. We don't have, neither Christine nor myself, we don't have a relationship to disclose in this presentation. This is a presentation about a program that we implement in South Sudan. As you know, and the title of this presentation said, South Sudan is one of the newest countries in the world. We have there like approximately 10 million people, and the country have like 3 years of life, going to the fourth one. The mortality, maternal mortality ratio is absolutely high. Even this is not, is from the 2006 survey, is still the one using country, as nobody considered that were great improvements in this number. Antenatal visit, only one visit, 40%. Antenatal care, 4 visits, 17%, consider that it's by skilled professionals. And the institutional delivers by skilled attendance is 11.5. And this is important. Dr. Cuellar before was talking about the complexity of sometimes about using only institutional deliver as an indicator. We are talking about institutional deliver in the sense that the institution is right and the professionals working there are providing efficiently. The next, we have here, I'm afraid that we are going to present you some of the program that we implement in South Sudan, but we are raising some questions too that we don't have the answer, still we don't have the answer. One is that this is the usual three-the-lies approach that we are using everywhere to identify the causes of barriers to access adequate obstetric care, and if we would like to synthesize and resume in two, these ones is that we have the first one as an important one, the decision to go to rich services or adequate services, and in the other side, the inadequate, the lack of service to provide real attention. And in this sense, we have a problem with the demand side, and we have a problem with the offer side. But thinking more about this demand side, usually we're thinking about factors that impact in our culture, that like distance, financial reasons. But we discover we're looking more in the experience of South Sudan, but the same with other experience like in Ethiopia, that not always the problems are financial or distance. We have some cultural problems that they are due to other conceptions. Sometimes they are due to the religious objections, barriers, other time cultural barriers, Other time are some people in the community are not encouraging this. We're, you know, as you can understand, we are taking out the work of the traditional birth attendants with no compensation. And there are many factors that usually we are not attending when we are looking at the demand side. Another issue that surprised us a lot when we were looking at these more in-depth reasons for lack of demand to the services is that in many countries, the fourth visit, antenatal visits, they were much, much higher than the people that deliver at the hospital, saying that maybe even the last visit of this fourth visit was in the eighth or even in the ninth month of the pregnancy, and why they can go and they are so interested to go to the center to do the antenatal visit, but they are not going to deliver in the center. All these factors are questions that I think we need to look in depth in the future. As we have two areas, thank you for your presentation before, Dr. Cuellar, because it is very important to consider that when we are saying institutional deliver, it's not going to a house. It's going to some place that have these different elements. The one is that the health workers, they have really midwifery skills as an important or active management of third stage of the whatever that you want to call, but they are technically appropriate. The second thing is that the enabling environment, that is not only drugs or is not only equipment, is the friendly or family-friendly or client-friendly approach. This is very important to include there. And the last important thing is transport for emergency referral at every childbirth, because one of the reasons sometimes we increase the delivery at the primary healthcare units, but the referral to the hospital is not there, as we don't have, for instance, access to C-section, which is an important problem. As all these issues together need to be appropriate study and analyze before developing the strategies, that is what we did, from the offer side of the program. In the other side is the community and health facility interventions should be synchronized. We have experience in some places that where we prepare the institutions to have really welcome women to deliver there, but the community is not aware about these things as the centers start going with no client, they start having some difficulties to practice what they learn, or they are discouraged, or different reasons, or vice versa. We have, if we are not doing appropriate centers, women are going to the center to deliver, but the center is not welcoming them for different reasons, as they are not coming back. These things put us in a minus situation. As we need to avoid. This is one of the innovations, one of the adequacies of the global strategy, that don't start anything without being sure that the side, the demand side and the offer side are working together and just open at the same time. The other important issue for this is that the community workers and the health providers must be coordinated with the centers, as they need to send the same message. We find out the traditional birth attendants, our program is not trying to provide like second class of services, as we are using the community health workers or the traditional birth attendants to disseminate the same message, go to the center to deliver when the center is already ready to receive women. And in this way, we have allies on the traditional birth attendants and not competitors about who is attending the deliveries at that community. And this was really interesting in South Sudan, see how the traditional birth attendants, they are taking the woman even at night and going and doing the same functions that they are doing at home, even the taking care of the family or the other children, when they are bringing the women at the facility. Of course, the professionals at the facility are giving them a lot of freedom to support the woman to that is delivering. To you will see that we have some interesting pictures about this, how they take care of the husband outside or the other children. Is a really interesting thing, and in some cases they help to deliver the baby because the midwife is present there. The program was only 1 year because, and this is the other important issue of our program, we are not doing vertical programs of maternal health or horizontal programs of maternal health because our mandate in this county in South Sudan was to increase the capacity of the county health department to deliver health services in general as the first block of the health system strengthening. As we are not working specifically for different areas, this was the first block as provide services and have an oversight of all the services. And in this way, because there are no resources, no financial resources, other resources, our work in this district should be 1 year and be sure that after our activity, the county professionals, community, they can work along with any other input from outside. And this is what we try to do, as there are no sophistications in this program, was simply provide technical assistance to the county and training to the professionals and mobilize all community together. The important changes that we include is, again, surprisingly, some of the researchers were looking at why women are not attending the clinics and they are attending prenatal care, we discovered that 80% of the clinics, they were not open at night. For, you know, South Sudan is in the limit, and the security issues are very important. As one of the most important things of the project at the beginning was ensure even paying guards, not paying by us, but the district or the state, to be sure that the facility have guards and have security just to be open during nights. Because if not, all of you that have practiced, you know that if you are interested to have a good sleeping, it's better to choose day because most of the deliveries are at night for different reasons. This is what happened there. As having 24/7, have the staff trained in Bimong at this level, improve the client-friendly approach at community and the community engagement. Have the services friendly is one of the most attractive things for women to go to there because they spread the voice. When they arrive there, they said, this is great, they give me these things, I have this soap for use at our home. You know, it's one of the most important things, and the friendly services that the professionals can provide is one of the most important things. I remember that one of the things that they put in Ethiopia, in other projects, but with the same approach, is that women said that the porridge that they gave immediately after delivery, because it's a tradition and there to eat something, is one of the most important aspects to measure quality of the services. What is quite curious, you know, that but is something that we need to consider. There are the provision of essential medical equipment that you will see is nothing related with the first intervention that we have today, but is the minimal things that you can have there. There are some of the facilities, they don't have ceiling, and there are no walls. The situation is quite different about what we're trying to use to have, but it's very, very appropriate for this place. And you cannot imagine what the impact thing of how touching is to go to these places and see under this totally very basic environment how these professionals are acting like the best clinic in our countries. These are very, very well skilled, probably because they are doing more deliveries than we are doing here in 1 week, they are doing in 3 hours. But this is very important to see that they are really very good qualified professionals, even the environment is only basic. The supported facility monitoring and oversight is very important, and community mobilization. I think I'm not, I don't know what I'm going by my time. Okay, the village health committee, the most important thing, and I would like again to come back to the initial thing, we are trying to build systems. We are trying to reinforce the system, not to do interventions on maternal health or in other activities, as we are thinking about even the how we are going to this subsystem that is all the community workers and volunteers and these people, how they can coordinate with the system, but not as a coordination, as a really part of the system, integration of the system, and be part with the same objectives and the same objectives. As we have these meetings where the public health authorities plus professionals plus traditional birth attendants and all these people sit together and review the deliveries that happen at the facility, what happened at community, if they have some maternal death in the community, they can talk about the reasons, and at this small review committee, they are discussing and thinking how they are advancing. And Christine will talk immediately about this issue. Of course, keeping the moms and the babies on the 24 hours after delivery is very important for them to do all the training or learning that it's important to give. And mostly is the time that we talk about family planning, birth spacing, and the other things. Again, I don't like to stress again the same issue, but it's very important to keep in mind that thinking about improving maternal health in these countries means that we need to think about the system as a whole. We cannot talk about intervention if we're thinking about sustainability. We're thinking about something that stays there, and after the engine that will move and will keep this is the community plus the authorities, the local authorities, that they are moving this process. This is the important learning. This is something you have the presentation there, and you can look at this more formal presentations, formal guiding principles that we are having. But one thing that I would like to highlight here is that work at administrative level unit, county or even state at some point, but it's very important to have a geographical area, more than facilities specifically, to work with this area and have the director or the political responsible of this area totally involved and agree with them what are the objectives and be sure that he's supervising what's happening in the area. Work within the public health system, and I always stress, it's not with the health system, it's not coordinated with the health system, it's work through the public health system. Try to include the intervention, the community health interventions and works from the beginning, and be part through formal structures like these review committees or others. This is very important, no coordination when you have time, as be part of the system, be part of the supportive supervision system, how and who is supervising these community health workers. The stepwise activity implementation is something that we consider that is important, and in this way we prepare like different steps to be used and to be easy the replication, like things that you can do when talk with have a memorandum of understanding or some agreement or contract agreement with the county level and see what is going to happen, and training. But again, there are in total 8 steps. This is the 8 steps that you can see there and follow and discuss. And this is one of the clinics that we are working, and one of the meetings of the in this center when they put in the wall the results, and they discuss about what happened and what this month we have less deliveries or more deliveries and try to find solutions. But Christine is going to talk more about this. As Christine is the monitoring and evaluation, and we were as a team working on that.
Thank you, Dr. Mersey. Okay, three slides, 3 minutes. This is a great segue because this is a meeting at one of our highest volume facilities in WOW, South Sudan, where we were talking about the actual results that they were seeing in skilled birth attendants and talking about ways in which to improve or deal with some of the issues that they were seeing in the numbers from the HMIS system. So this is an example of basically one of our, just going back to what Mercy was saying, this at its heart was a capacity strengthening project. And one of the ways that we help to build the capacity of health facilities to understand some of the issues around getting people to come to facilities to deliver, to access skilled birth attendants was to develop some straightforward systems and tools to help them understand exactly what was going on. So this is a summary of our progress from the beginning of this segment of our project to just June 2013, over six quarters. And right here we're using actual data that were taken from the 12 facilities that we were working in this area, because not unlike the situation in the Dominican Republic, we weren't working in every facility. We were only working in 12 out of 35. And so as you can see, we had quite an increase in the actual numbers for this small population. Something that we would do is to say at the facility level and with the county health department, who we were helping to oversee the facilities, let's look between quarters one and three. Okay, this was the time when we were rolling out trainings and doing facility refurbishments, and we're seeing improvements there. And then between quarters three and five, this is when we were implementing, we're basically doing increasing, like as Dr. Mercer was saying, that's when we really did the 24-hour access implementation, and we were seeing that people were indeed coming out of, you know, TBA, traditional birth attendants, and families were bringing their women to facilities to deliver. So that was a great success. And this process as a whole has capacitated the county health department to continue to work with the health facilities to identify ways in which they can continue to improve. And this institutionalizing the process is a way that we were our attempt at ensuring sustainability beyond the project dates. So why did we see success in WOW? This is a great picture that Mercy took at this first facility with the six midwives standing around a woman who is in labor. And we, basically the 4 points were that we involved local leadership at each step of planning and implementation and also in evaluation. And we operated within the existing system, and we helped to improve it along the way. So not only the system of how things are done in an informal way, but also the health management information systems as an example. And then we sequentially applied upstream and downstream interventions as well as a number of innovative approaches. And just a quick example, upstream, capacitating the county health department to go to the national level to advocate for drugs to be delivered down to the county level. Downstream interventions, working with the community to vocalize their concerns about the quality of services at the community, at the facility level. And one innovation is helping the community to come up with community-based homegrown incentives for moms to come and deliver at the facilities, such as providing soap for women leaving or dry towels or something like that. And then we documented and applied these lessons learned. So the key takeaways, basically we identified, and this is something that we applied to all of our projects, identifying the main barriers to access for skilled birth attendants, and designing a comprehensive package of interventions within the existing framework to help analyze how we can overcome barriers, but also to help our stakeholders to come up with some of those solutions themselves. And then finally, gaining effective leadership and support from our from the ministry at all levels. and to strengthen those partnerships. So thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to share this experience with you today. Okay.